got John with us on the phone. Hello, John.
Hello there.
What can we do for yourself?
Well, I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. And about 100 years ago when I went to college, in chemistry I learned that the best way to dissolve salts in water or any kind of solvent is to warm it up. And the warmer the better, and you get more, you can dissolve more salt or sugar or whatever it is, the warmer the temperature of the fluid. But I got a soda charger, and I found out quite quickly that the best way to get the most CO2 in the water is to chill it. So the colder the water, the more CO2 you get in it, but the warmer the water, the more salt you get into it. I wonder how that works.
It does sound a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? The simple reason, chemically, is if you are trying to dissolve some salts, let's take table salt, sodium chloride as an example. Sodium chloride consists of sodium ions, Na+, and chloride ions, Cl-, and they're in an ionic lattice where the sodium has given an electron to the chlorine, so you've got the sodium a bit plus and the chloride a bit minus. Now, water has a dipole. What that means is that water molecules, H2O, have an oxygen in the centre, which loves electrons, and it's a bit minus, and the hydrogen, which holds onto its electrons slightly less well, ends up being a little bit plus. And this means that when salt mixes with water, the hydrogen ions can grab hold of the chloride because they're minus and the hydrogen is a bit plus. The oxygen can grab onto the sodium and form an interaction, and as a result, the ions want to move into contact with the water molecules. If you warm the solution up, the water molecules have more kinetic energy because the temperature is higher, therefore they will interact with more energy with the salt, and therefore they'll find it easier to bring those ions into solution and hang on to them. On the other hand, with gas, it's slightly different. And the best explanation I came across to explain this was in terms of what we call partial pressure. So in other words, the relative proportion of a mixture that a gas makes up. If you increase the temperature of a gas, it wants to expand. So it takes up more space, effectively. The pressure is higher. So if the pressure's higher, the gas wants to take up more room or push harder on other things around it, electrically speaking, and as a result, it's going to find it harder to sit in a solution of water molecules which are all trying to interact with each other. So therefore, when the temperature is higher, gases find it harder to dissolve, but when the temperature is lower, gases dissolve much better. And that's why you find there's actually much more oxygen in the water around the Antarctic, so you get creatures that are very, very big there, compared with warmer water, which can sustain less oxygen tension. And also, if you want to keep your fizzy drinks fizzier, putting them in the fridge works exactly the same way. The CO2 will dissolve better when they're actually cold and in the fridge.
Another way to think about it is that for salt to dissolve, you've got to break bonds, and that takes energy. So the hotter it is, the more energy there is about, so the easier it is to break those bonds. So the hotter it is, the more likely the salt is to be dissolved. But similarly, for the gas to escape from the water, it sort of takes energy, and therefore, because there'll be some bonds in there, so the hotter it is, the more likely it is to be out as a gas.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.